The oil spill in the Gulf has made a lot of enemies for BP, and it's created a real public relations problem for some of the good causes that BP has supported over the years. The Aquarium of the Pacific in Long Beach, California, is one of their latest projects. As NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, the aquarium has opened a new sea otter exhibit with BP's name inscribed on the wall.
It's a busy day at the aquarium. Dozens of school kids press up against the glass of a giant floor-to-ceiling tank filled with tiger sharks, yellowfin tunas, and huge sea bass.
It's a little noisy out here right now, so if I could ask everybody to settle down just a bit.
Just then, a diver plunges into the tank to feed the hungry sharks and fish. This daily frenzy is a crowd-pleaser at the aquarium. Out back on the patio, the aquarium's president, Jerry Schubel, is about to encounter his own frenzy from the media.
Good morning, everyone. If I could have your attention, please, we'd like to get started.
He's unveiling the newly remodeled sea otter habitat thanks to a $1 million grant from BP.
The BP sea otter habitat sets a new standard for sea otter exhibits and also for conservation, education.
As soon as he's done, cameramen, photographers, and reporters circle him and ask, how can the aquarium take money from BP, the biggest polluter of oceans these days?
Life is filled with ironies. Our role is in education. We're an educational institution devoted to conservation. So I don't feel that this gift is at odds with our mission.
Schubel says the BP logo will remain on the exhibit. He has no regrets taking the money, nor for inviting BP's rep to the opening. Matt Revzani, BP's West Coast manager, says he offered to stay home.
This is about the aquarium, not about BP. It's a great achievement. We just happened to be a sponsor, and we didn't want to tarnish that.
BP actually gave the $1 million to the aquarium years before the current oil spill in the Gulf. The oil company has been a big sponsor of Southern California institutions, including public broadcasting and the arts. No charity has said it plans to give back the donations or remove BP's name. Stacy Palmer, editor of the Chronicle of Philanthropy, says it's a tough spot for nonprofits who put corporate names all over their exhibits, museums, and meeting places. She says the practice is widespread and isn't going away.
But I think people will be more cautious in negotiating these agreements and saying, are there ways that we can perhaps change this arrangement if in case something happens?
At the aquarium, none of the patrons I talked to said BP's money should be returned. Most, like Cindy Denver, said the oil giant should give even more.
BP is giving to a good cause, and you know they need to give to a lot of good causes because they've caused a lot of damage.
But here in Long Beach, the aquarium says it will put BP's money to good use. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News.